Dear friends, from here on in the Psalms that are left, you find that it begins with Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And here the psalmist is emphasizing the fact that whatever happens, this is the intention of his heart. This is what he must do, praise God. That is the reason you have been given a tongue. That is the reason you have given all these affections, the understanding that you have of the things around you. That's why you can appreciate things. What we lack in our generation is gratitude. Gratitude. That's something that is lacking. There is much complaint. There is much unhappiness with circumstances, but gratitude. And you know, the things that happen in our lives, if we are not seeing the hand of God in things and we are often found complaining about things, then it can translate into our walk with God. Do you thank God? Do you praise Him? Do you praise Him when everything is going well for you? Or what happens is you're just get engaged in the things that are happening and you're too busy enjoying yourself and no time to pause to praise God. Or else things happen and you're engaged in one problem after another and you're falling into different things in your life. Then what happens? Days can go. You have not read your Bible. Days can pass and you have not paused to pray to the Lord. Here the psalmist says in those first four verses, he says this. He says why we shouldn't trust people. Why you shouldn't trust man. Do you put too much trust in people? Do you have expectations of people that you ought not to have? Do you think people are gods? No. It says, put not your trust in princes. How many people do? Nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. My friends, if you want the government to help you, there is no help. There is no spiritual help. Don't have the expectations of the governments of this world that God doesn't give you. So the first four verses says, don't put your trust in men. But then, the verses 5 to 10, it says, but who should you put your trust in? It's the Lord. And, you know, it is really, truly, it is the Christian who is the happy man. Our happiness is not dependent upon what's happening to you. This life is fleeting. You have members of your family who die. You yourself are perishing. You are filled with joint aches and all sorts of trouble. Some of you become, and myself included, we go from one illness to another illness. But happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. My hope is not found in myself, in my family, in the church, or anything or anyone in this world. Our hope, my hope, is in the God of heaven, who sent his only begotten Son into this world to be our Savior. That's where our hope is, in life and in death. Our hope is in Christ alone. Maybe that's we are mourning and sorrowing so much in this life because we are so engaged with here and now and we forget to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus. Don't you see what he does? Don't you know what he has done? He's created this whole world. This is the conspiracy of all conspiracies. That God created this world out of nothing in 6 days. Christians are conspiracy theorists because the world doesn't agree with this. And yet this is the thing. And the psalmist says this is what God has done. He's created all of these things. Everything that you see, they didn't just happen. God did it. This is the God that we are trusting, dear friends. And what does he do? He executes judgment. He gives food to the hungry. He is the one who releases people from their prisons. He is the one who opens the eyes of the blind. He is the one who raises those who are bowed down. He loves the righteous. All of these things, we see something of the Lord Jesus Christ in them. Oh, dear friends, who is the king in this world? Who is the one who rules all things? It's God. Not you, not me, not Satan. God reigns. The Lord reigns forever, even thy God. That's our hope. That's our hope. Our God reigns. So someone says to you, why do you do the things that you do? Our God reigns. Why are you still singing God's praises? Isn't things going wrong in your life? Shouldn't you be against God? But he has taken this person out of your life. When things didn't work out, when you failed in your job, when you didn't manage to get the things that you wanted, and yet you go and praise him? He says, yes, because Jesus Christ is King, and he is my Savior. My God reigns. And what is he going to do? He is going to bring down the wicked. He will turn one day the world upside down. And so I'm going to sing his hallelujahs. And so the psalm here finishes, praise ye the Lord. What a blessed life the Christian has. And how little we see of our privileges in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a happy man? A happy man is a man firmly on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who makes us. There ought to be joy of salvation in a Christian's life. Well, let us bow in prayer.